That is our confession once again, Master. That, Lord, we believe, O living God, Master, because we are your believing children. Loving Savior, we pray that you once again, please, Father, help thou our unbelief, Lord.
Yeah.
Have mercy on us, O living God. Take control, Heavenly Father. While we cannot thank you enough for all that you have been unto us, Lord. Lord Jesus, we have so much to thank you for. Lord, Master, since the time of the special meetings, Lord Jesus, unto these Easter meetings, thank you for great things that you have done already in the midst of your people. Thank you for your presence that you have made manifest in our midst, O living God. Lord Jesus, we are very, very grateful. We are thankful unto thee. We appreciate thee. We say, blessed be thy name, Master.
Amen.
For thou art worthy of all praises, Lord. Thou art worthy of all honor. Thou art worthy, O living God, of all adoration. Because you are our Lord. You are our King. You are our Savior. You are our Master. You are our all in all. We say, blessed be thy name,
Hallelujah.
Master. Lord Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, thank you for this morning, this afternoon. Thank you for the anointing, the inspiration you gave to your servant. Thank you for great things that you accomplished in the midst of your people. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are looking unto thee for more of your blessing this evening. Lord, may you help us, Master.
Amen.
Lord, be gracious unto us once again. Manifest yourself once more. Add to the blessing that you have blessed us with in the morning to this afternoon. That, Lord, by the time we shall be going home, we'll go home light-footed. Lord, to your glory and to your honor.
Amen.
Grant this, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Your servant in other places, Lord, our pastor, Lord, Brother Sam, Brother Dewumi, we pray that you be with every one of them and help them and be with them and use them to be a channel of blessing unto your people, Master, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Master.
Hallelujah.
Take all the glory, Master.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus Christ's name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let's give a clap of hands to the
Lord. Fat, walk to
God bless you. I believe you are greatly blessed this morning, so this afternoon. See, I was thinking if old man can preach like this. Oh, may God help us young ones. God bless you, Papa. God bless you.
We
appreciate you, Lord. Yes, sir. God bless you. Let's take this song as we sing with meaning in our hearts as we try to continue the sermon we started yesterday.
Hymn
6. There is a name. Oh, how I love Jesus. There is a name I love to hear. Faster, please. Yes, God bless you. There is a name I love.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says,
Bibele,
wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above all names, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of this in heaven, of this on earth, and of this under the heart, and that every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord Jesus Christ told the woman at Samaria,
Jesus said,
"If thou knowest the gift of God, and he who said unto thee, give me to drink,
said,
thou would have asked me, and I would have given you waters springing up of eternal life." Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, may God help us. With our canary brain, what God is just helping us, give me this, and I will give you eternal life. So sometimes we want to hold back the little thing that we have. May God be merciful to us. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's take our Bible. As we open to the book of Exodus.
How she people was
no, Deuteronomy, sorry,
Deuteronomy
chapter 16.
Ori keni dilogun.
Deuteronomy chapter 16 from verses 1 to 3.
Lati ese kini si keta.
Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herds in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no living bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life.
Iwo ma kiyesi osu Abibu ki o si ma pa ajo irekoja mo si Oluwa Olorun re. Nso pe le osu Abibu ni Oluwa Olorun re mu o lati ile Egypt jade wa le oru. Nso na ki wo ki o ma pa eran irekoja si Oluwa Olorun re ninu agbo eran ati ninu owo eran ni bi ti Oluwa Olorun yi o yan lati fi oruko re si. Iwo ko gbodo je akara wiwu pelu re. Ijo meje ni iwo o fi je akara laiwu pelu re. Ani onje iponju nitori pe iwo ti ile Egypt jade wa ni kanju kanju ti iwo ko ki iwo ki o le ma ranti ojo ti iwo ti ile Egypt jade wa li ojo aye re gbogbo.
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10.
Iwe owe.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe.
Oruko Oluwa ile iso agbara ni olododo sawobe o siye.
Isaiah 32.
Isaiah ori kejile logbon.
Verses 1 and 2.
Ese kini ati keji.
Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as the rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of great rock in a weary land.
Oju awon eni kan yo si je kiyesi oba kan yo je li ododo awon olori yo si fi idajo se akoso. Enikan yo si je bi ibi isapamo kuro loju efufu ati abo kuro lowo iji bi odo mi ni ni bi gbigbe bi ojiji apata nla ni ile gbigbe.
May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word.
Ki Oluwa ko fi
bukosi. You can please be seated.
Kika oro re.
Yesterday I think we stop just at the place where we want to enter to where Brother Abraham said then what is the name of the Lord.
Ni ana adaru adanu duro ibi ti as fe gbenu le ibi ti wo le di ni gan ni oruko Oluwa.
So if you know the name of the Lord, then we will know where he put his name. So that we can go and worship in that place. You know, we are taking the sermon, God's chosen place of worship. That he preached in 1965-02-20. Then I said the theme of our sermon is the name of the Lord. That was why we took this sermon with us, letting off the pressure. Praise you, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So let's continue right away because of this time is not always in our favor. Paragraph 41. God's chosen place of worship. Alright. Now, and he, what is his name first? We will have to find what God's name is before we can find what it is he is putting in the place. Now we found out that he had many titles. He is called the Father, which is a title. And he was called Son, which is a title. He was called Holy Ghost, which is a title. He was called Rose of Sharon, which is a title. Lily of Valley, a title. Morning Star, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, seven different compound redemptive names. And all of them were titles. None of them were names. Are we following? Alright. We are following the prophet too. When he met Moses, he had not a name yet. And he told Moses,
Moses of Moses,
I am that I am.
Only a minute.
And when we see Jesus on earth, speaking in John chapter 8, he said, I am that I am.
Only a minute.
Alright. When Moses met the Lord at the burning bush, he told the Lord, you are sending me to the people. If they ask me, what is the name of that God of Abraham? God told him, tell them, I am that I am. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We saw that in Exodus chapter 13, verses 13 to 14. Then in John chapter 8, verse 48 to 58, where Brother Abraham is referring to. If you can get it quick, I will just... John chapter 8 from verse 48 to 58. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not where that thou art a Samaritan and art a devil? They are saying Jesus as a devil. Jesus answered, I have not a devil. But I honor my father. And ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and
judgeth.
Verily, verily, I seal unto you. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. The Jews look at this man. You say, if somebody keep your saying, the person will not die. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou art a devil. Abraham is dead.
Abraham
and the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. And thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead, who maketh thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my father that honoreth
me,
of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen
Abraham?
Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was,
he
said, I am. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Before your father Abraham, that you are proud of, that you are talking to, before him,
I am being.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I am that spoke to Abraham, that
Moses,
in the burning bush of fire.
I
am the God of Abraham, the bright and morning star. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Now, paragraph 42, where are we? 42? Part of paragraph 42. They said, why? Okay, we have read that. Okay, let's leave that. Paragraph 44. And now we find out that Jesus said also, I came in my Father's name, and you received me not. Then the name of the Father must be Jesus. That is right. The name of the Father is Jesus. Because Jesus said so. I carry my Father's name. I come in my Father's name. And you receive me not. Then his name was Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, I came in my Father's name, and ye received me not. He also said, I came from God, and I go back to God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sir, God bless you, sir.
Amen.
He said, I came from God, and I go back to God.
Now,
after his death, burial, and resurrection, this same Jesus, you know, yesterday we said he's not dead. He's still alive. Today we heard also that he's not dead. We all know that anyway. It's not new to us. After his death, burial, and resurrection, there was a man, a Jew, a staunch Jew who learned theology from the best man of the land. He was a staunch theologian. This man, I was telling the children at the Sunday school, I said, maybe this man was not around Jerusalem. When Jesus Christ was in his corporal body performing signs and wonders and miracles, because we learned that he had a double nationality. So maybe he was not around. And when he was hearing about the set of these people calling themselves Jesus people, Jesus people, he thought that these people must be heretic. Why would they be talking too much about this Jesus? Why would there be anybody else that would take a priority other than the name of
Jehovah?
And he was persecuting them. He was there when they were stoning Stephen. And he was persecuting the church. He said in his own words, he said he persecuted the church and wasted it. He succeeded in Jerusalem. He silenced them in Jerusalem. Because they put some of the disciples of Jesus in prison. Some of them were killed. And now he thought he had succeeded in Jerusalem. And he was on his way, he went to the high priest. Or the priest to get letter to go to Damascus. To continue his persecution. On his way to Damascus, this same Jesus met him on the way. In the person of the pillar of fire. The Bible says the light that appeared to him was brighter than the brightness of the sun. This light does not just appear to him. Did not just appear to him. This light was so powerful in his force that he struck him down from his horse onto the ground. He looked at the light. He became blind. And a voice came from that light and said, call his name.
He
said, Saul, why persecuted thou
me?
Wow.
Saul
knew that this light is nothing else but Jehovah that led his forefathers from Egypt to Palestine. And he said, who are thou, Lord? You know, he was thrown down from his horse, from his high horse. Then he will be what? He will be gentle. He said, who are thou, Lord, that I persecute? What did Jesus say? That light said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. He said, it is hard for you to kick against the bricks. That deflated Saul. Seriously. Because Saul thought he was fighting for Jehovah. Fighting for Jehovah against these people that are saying that Jesus Christ is someone. And this same light, Jehovah, now said his name is Jesus. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Saul was deflated. Then Saul said, what should I do? The Lord said, continue your journey to Damascus. It will be told you what you must do. You know, that changed the life of Saul. For 3 days, Saul could not eat. Because he was baffled. This same Jehovah that I think I'm fighting for.
Jehovah ti mo ro pe mo nbe ja.
No, I didn't know I'm fighting against him.
Mi wa mo po gan ni mo ndoju ja ko.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Saul did not eat for 3 days until it has to take God to send his servant Nathanael to him. That was why he regained his sight. Was never good for him all the days of his life. And that God changed his name for Saul, a destroyer, to Paul, a builder. Let me cut it short like that. So the name of
Jehovah,
the name of God, must be who?
Jesus.
Did you not believe that? I know you believe. God bless you. Now let's continue.
But
Abraham said, paragraph 44. Now we find out that Jesus said, I came for my father's, I came in my father's name, and you receive me not. Then the name of the father must be Jesus. That is right. The name of the father is Jesus. Because Jesus so said, I carry my father's name. I come in my father's name, and ye receive me not. Then his name was Jesus. Alright. Okay, we have said that. And Gabriel called him Jesus. The prophet called him Jesus. And he was absolutely Jesus. Before his birth, even the holy prophet called his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. Then God was manifested in the flesh in order to take away the sin of the world. What did Gabriel say? He said, his name shall be called
Jesus.
For he shall do what? Save his people from their sins. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is the purpose why God had to be man. To take our sin away. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Isaiah said,
Behold,
I give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted. Small God with us. Is that the way the Bible put it? Capital G-O-D with us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he continued in his revelation in Isaiah 9:6. He said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Counselor. Wonderful. See, they're called Wonderful. Counselor. The mighty small God. The mighty God. The small father. The everlasting father. The Prince of Peace. Praise you, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our God is wonderful. Then, this same Apostle Paul, for you to know, he has a perfect revelation of who Jesus is. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, he said, great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. seen of angels, preach unto the Gentiles, believe on the word, receive up into glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This same Paul,
Paul,
in the book of Hebrew, chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, he said, God at sundry times, and in diverse manner, spake in the time past unto the Father by the prophets, and in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heirs of all things, by whom he did what? By whom he did what? Maybe you are reading it now. By whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of God's person. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
The express image of the person of God. What God, all that God was you can see it in Christ Jesus, of his person. And upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sin.
Oh, glory to God.
Sat down on the right hand of the majesty of high. John chapter
1.
John chapter
1.
Gospel according to St. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was who?
God.
The same was in the beginning with God. And the Bible says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was God. We are coming to him. The same came to for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. You see, capital L light. Capital L light. He was, John was not that light. But was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light. Which lighted every man that cometh into the world. If that light didn't light your path, you will walk in darkness all your days. If you don't come to Jesus, you will walk in darkness all your days. That's how great our Lord is.
Yes.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him. The world was what? Made by him. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Continue. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And those words, and this word that was God, and this word that was with God, and this word that is God, and was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Matthew chapter
3,
verse 17. And lo, when Jesus Christ was baptized
at Jordan,
and lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased to dwell." That's the way Brother Bram put it. Don't argue with that. That is the way Brother Bram put it. In whom I am well pleased to dwell. Do you know why you should not argue with that? This same Apostle Paul said,
Apostle Paul, you will be
in the fullness of the Godhead, dwelleth in who? In Jesus. Let's okay, just hold on that. Let's go to that scripture. I think that is in is it Philippians 2 verse 9? Am I right? Colossians 2 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All the fullness of God dwelleth in him bodily. Now let's go back to Matthew 3:17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased to dwell." Matthew 17, verse 5. Same God speaking. On Mount Transfiguration. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased to dwell. Hear ye him." Are we following? What is the name of God then? And what is the meaning of what the Bible say Jesus means? Bible said Jesus is as good as Joshua. And they both mean Jehovah Savior. Praise you, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Do we need more scriptures? Yes, sir. All right. Let's look at Philippians 2. Okay, I think I've even quoted it before. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. 2 Corinthians 5, 19. Okay, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not he putting their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Praise ye the Lord. All right. Now, I want us to look at that is the testimony of the scripture and of God about this Jesus. When this Jesus Christ was here in his corporal body on earth, did he manifest anything to prove actually that he was God? Yeah, I want us to look at that. The first thing I want us to look at, let's look at that in Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 to 7. Who can forgive sin? Can any man forgive sin? Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. We know the story. Let me
put
it. Anyway, no wala. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. That was a big statement. For a woman being to utter out of his mouth, thy sin be forgiven thee. And the people, and behold, certain of the scribe said within themselves, this man
blasphemes.
And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? You are thinking evil in your hearts. For whether it's easier to say thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin. He could have said, Son, be of good cheer, arise. But he wanted them to know that he has power to forgive sin. That is why he said, be of good cheer, son. Thy sin be forgiven thee. And what they expressed in their mind was what he expected them to express. Then he made them to know, I, the Son of Man, have power to forgive sin on earth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let's look at another thing.
Ejeka wo kan mi.
Let's go to the beginning of his ministry also.
Eka lo si ibere pepe ise
iranse. Mark chapter 1 verse 21 to 28.
Ori kini.
Mark 1:21 to 28.
Mark ori kini
21
si ikejidinogbon.
Yeah. And look, maybe I should, I don't know, God have mercy. Get it, don't bother. And they went into
Capernaum,
and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth?
Are
thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had tore him, he and cried with a loud voice. He came out of him. And they were all amazed, in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirit, and they do obey him. In other words, they have never seen a man cast out evil spirits. Or can you tell me in the scripture where a prophet cast out evil spirits? He was the first one to display to the world that he has power over evil spirits. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, in I think that will be Matthew, Luke chapter 7, chapter 10.
Luke ori kewa.
Is it Luke chapter 10? Let me see. Yeah. All right, Luke chapter 10 verse 17.
Ese iketadilogun.
The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord.
Àwọn adọrin náà sì fi ayọ̀ padà wípé Olúwa.
Even the devils.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù.
Are subject unto us through thy word.
Tilẹ̀ forí balẹ̀.
Are you following?
Lé orúkọ rẹ.
Through thy word.
Lé orúkọ rẹ.
The Bible says he gave them power.
Bíbélì sọ pé ó fún wọn ní agbára.
To go out and preach.
Láti lọ wàásù.
And cast out devil and heal the sick.
Wọ́n sì lé ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde.
And when they came back.
Nígbà tán padà wá.
They were rejoicing.
Inú wọn yọ.
Seeing the manifested work of God in their lives.
Tí wọ́n rí ìfaramọ́
Ìṣọ́ Ọlọ́run. That in the name of Jesus Christ.
Pé ní orúkọ
Jésù. They cast out devils.
Wọ́n lé ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde.
He had the power.
Ó ní agbára náà.
And he gave the power to men.
Ó sì fi agbára náà fún àwọn ènìyàn.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful thing.
Yeah, ohun ìyanu ni eléyìí.
That was when he was here in his ministry.
Èyí jẹ́ ìgbà tó wà nínú ara nínú iṣẹ́ ìrìjìnlẹ̀.
When he was going.
Nígbà tó ń lọ.
In Mark chapter 16.
Ní Mark 16:16.
He told his disciples.
Ó sọ fún àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀.
The one that were remaining.
Àwọn tó kù.
The 12.
Àwọn méjìlá.
He said, and he said unto them.
Ó sì wí fún wọn pé.
Mark 16:15-18.
Mark 16:15.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world.
Ó sì fún wọn jáde lọ sínú gbogbo ayé.
And preach the gospel to every creature.
Kí ẹ sì máa wàásù ìhìnrere
fún ẹ̀dá. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Ẹni tó bá gbàgbọ́ tí a sì baptize rẹ̀ yóò là.
And he that believeth not shall be damned.
Ṣùgbẹ́ni tí kò bá gbàgbọ́ yóò jẹ̀bi.
It is the commandment of the Lord.
Àṣẹ Ọlọ́run ni.
That when we believe.
Pé lẹ́yìn tá bá gbàgbọ́.
We should be baptized in water.
Ká baptize wa nínú omi.
He that believeth and is baptized.
Ẹni tó bá gbàgbọ́.
If you say you believe.
Tó bá sọ pé o gbàgbọ́.
And you are not baptized.
Tá a sì baptize rẹ.
You are not fulfilled the commandment of the Lord.
O tí mú òfin Ọlọ́run ṣẹ.
You must, if you believe.
Tó bá gbàgbọ́.
If too late you believe.
Tó bá gbàgbọ́.
You will submit yourself to be baptized in water in his name.
Ó yọ̀nda ká baptize rẹ ní orúkọ
Olúwa. Praise the Lord. So he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Ẹni tó bá gbàgbọ́ tí a sì baptize rẹ.
But he that believeth not shall be damned.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tí kò bá gbàgbọ́ yóò jẹ̀bi.
Continue.
Ẹ tẹ̀síwájú.
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Àmì wọ̀nyí yóò sì máa bá àwọn tí ó gbàgbọ́ lọ.
In my name.
Ní orúkọ mi.
Shall they cast out devils.
Wọ́n máa lé àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù
jáde. They shall speak with new tongues.
Wọ́n máa fi èdè sọ.
They shall take up serpents.
Wọ́n gbé ìjọba
wọn. And if they drink any deadly thing.
Bí wọ́n bá sì mu
ohun tó ń jẹ́ olóró. They
yóò pa wọn lára.
They shall lay hands on the sick.
Wọ́n gbọ́ wọ́n lé àwọn ọlọ́kùnrin.
And they shall recover.
Ara wọn ó sì dá.
Are you afraid of devils?
Ṣé ẹ̀rù ẹ̀mí èṣù ń bà ọ́ bí?
If you are afraid of devils.
Ṣé o bá ń bẹ̀rù ẹ̀mí
èṣù? Then we should question your belief.
Nígbà náà gbúdọ̀ béè ìbéèrè wà lórí ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ.
Are you a believer?
Ṣé onígbàgbọ́ ni ọ́?
And you are afraid of devils.
Ṣé ẹ̀mí èṣù wá ń bà ọ́ lẹ́rù?
I doubt your belief.
Mo ṣe iyèméjì sí ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ.
That is the commandment of the Lord.
Èyí ni àṣẹ Olúwa.
And you say you believe.
O sì sọ pé o gbàgbọ́.
And when we come to devil's affair.
Nígbà tí ó bá wá tọ̀rọ̀ bá wá da ti ẹ̀mí èṣù.
You don't want to come near.
O fẹ́ gbọ́.
This sign shall follow them that believe.
Àwọn àmì yìí yóò tẹ̀lé àwọn tó gbàgbọ́.
His disciples.
Àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀.
He gave them power.
Ó fún wọn ní
agbára. They went and they cast out devils.
Wọ́n sì lé ẹ̀mí
èṣù jáde. They came back. They reported to him.
Wọ́n jíṣẹ́ wọ́n
kí Jésù. Now he has given us the same power today.
Báyọ̀ ti fún wa
ní agbára kan náà lónìí. To cast out devils.
Láti lé ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde.
But when you hear about witch.
Wọ́n gbà tó bá gbọ́ àjẹ́.
You run away.
To ta.
Are you a believer?
So ni gbagbọ ni o.
He even said that if you drink deadly things.
Jesus ni to ba te mu owo loro.
Poison.
It will not harm you. Ko ni pa o lara.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, our time is up.
Ah,
it's coming up. Oh, it's going. Let's quickly go to what Brother Bram said. Well, before we go, I don't want to leave this. This same Jesus.
Jesus kan yi.
He said he is the resurrection and the life.
Oni oni ajinde ati iye. Amen.
Did you believe that?
Ṣe o gba eleyi gbọ?
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Jesus,
he that believeth in me, though he will die, yet shall he live again. He that believeth and he shall live, shall never die. And he said, believeth thou this? Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord. What is that name?
Kini oruko na?
Is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oni Jesu
Olua. And there is power in that name.
Agbara si wa ninu oruko yi.
Before I go, in Luke chapter 24.
Ni Luke ori ori keni le ni ogun.
Luke chapter 24 verse 46 to 48.
Luke ori keni le logun.
Luke 24. We have seen that he is the only one that can forgive sin.
Ati ri pe onikan lo le dare eseji ni.
We saw that he's the only one that can cast out devils.
Ati pe onikan lo le le e
meju jade. He gave power to men to cast out devils.
Fun awon eniyan ni
agbara lati le. He's the only one that can forgive sins.
Oun lo le dare eseji ni.
And he taught us how our sins is to be forgiven.
O si ko wa bi a ti ri dare eseji.
Now let's listen. Look at them. Luke 24.
Luke ori kerin le logun.
And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at
Jerusalem.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So repentance. If you repent, there is need for the remission of your sin. And the only way for your sin to be remitted is to go to water and be baptized in his name. In his name. Because that is what Apostle Peter said on the day of Pentecost. Acts 2:38. He said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for what? For remission of sin. He said, then ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, to your children,
for
them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall
come.
So for your sins to be remitted, you must be baptized in his name. I'm not the one that said it. That is what God himself said. Praise ye the Lord. Lastly, as we close, for today, witness
540303.
Or witnesses is witnesses. Witnesses. Are you there? Witnesses. From paragraph 35. 540303, witnesses, paragraph from paragraph 35. Yeah. Every man today knows that he can take the name of Jesus Christ and meet any foe at any place.
Lo si mo pe oun le mu oruko Jesu lowo ko si pade ota nibi kibi
anytime, and he will be defeated. That is, the devil will be defeated.
Si gori ota.
I've met witch doctors.
Motiba awon awon osho.
I've met demons. I never say time to what the name of Jesus Christ.
Eni gbogbo igba ni won si teri ba fun oruko Jesu.
Tell you, friends, when the church lost the name and the power of the name of Jesus Christ, they lost. When they went down, when Moses went down to
Egypt,
if they could ever got that stick out of his hand, they had him whipped. But in that stick was where the power lay. If they ever got the stick out of his hand,
they
had him
whipped.
Remember, it was the stick
that
smote the rock. And what happened? Water came out to a dying people. It was the stick that they ate to the
ear.
When there was a battle between Israel and Amalek, Moses raised up that rod. When his hand was becoming heavy and he was coming down with the stick, the enemy prevailed. When he raised it up, Israel prevailed. Then Aaron and all, they saw this thing. They said, Moses, they carry stone. One held his hand here, the other held his hand here, and they took the stick up. Then Israel prevailed. Oh man, wonderful. That is the name of the Lord. So remember it was that stick that smote the rock.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, yes. It was the stick that they had in the air. It was the stick that held over the waters that divided the sea. It was the stick that, it was God's judgment rod. What the stick was in Moses' hand, the name of Jesus is to the born again church. Oh, glory to God. It's the born again church.
See, you told there to be in it.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Get it away from there.
You walk back to the law,
and it is gone.
You better not want to
yes,
you.
Sir. Oh, the name that the all that name. Say the name of Jesus with you. Child of sorrow and of hope. When temptation around you, breathe that holy name in prayer. Watch demons scatter. Yes, sir. The name of Jesus Christ. David said, You meet me as a Philistine with an hammer and spear. But I meet you in the name of the Lord God of hosts of Israel. Watch. He had 5 stones. He had 5 fingers. The snake wrapped in J-E-S-U-S. F-A-I-T. F-A-I-T-H. Faith in Jesus Christ. Here he comes. Something has to happen. I tell you, when he turned the stone loose, the Spirit of God cut into the stone and slew Goliath. Praise be the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What that stick is in the hand of Moses is the name of Jesus in your mouth. So the name of Jesus, that is why children don't call the name of the Lord in vain. Because you are making the name to be powerless to yourself. If you call his name in vain,
as
God said that we should not do that. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that name must not be far from your mouth. In your subconscious. In other words, in your dream. Tell the name of God with you. Oh, mercy.
Amen.
Did you understand? Oh, yes, sir. When the enemy comes to you in your dream, you call the name of Jesus, the enemy will scatter. In your sickness, call the name of Jesus. If you are faced with any difficulties, call the name of Jesus. In any situation, call the name of Jesus. Because in that name there is power. Because the Bible says that
For this purpose, the Son of God was what? Manifested. That he might do what? Destroy the works of the devil. The Bible says, having point principalities and power. Oh, glory to God. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, made the show of them openly, driving over them in heat. Oh, as many as believe that name, as many as take that name in righteousness and holiness, you cannot call that name and something will not happen. I promise you that. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
But they that shall live godly in Christ Jesus. What I want to. They that will call this name, they must live right. You can't cast out devil with cruelty on with unclean hands. That's right. Praise ye the Lord. There is power, hallelujah, there is power, oh power in the blood, oh yes, there is power, oh wonder-working power, oh power in the blood. There is power in that name. In the name of Jesus. Because that is the name of God. And we permit me to say this. If your son is in trouble, maybe your son, you in the night, you are all sleeping. And your son said, Daddy. Will you fold your hands and say, what will you do? You will start off, hey, what's wrong with this boy? And you will run. And Jesus Christ said, if you that are evil know how to give to your children, how will you call on God, on the name of God, and God will fold his hands and be watching at you as his child? May God help us. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and be saved. God bless you. Oh, let us bow down our heads. This evening, I'm not calling us to the altar this evening. Please, may we stand up. I want us to do something this evening. The Bible says, all things are possible unto God. Yes, sir. All things are possible to them that believe. Do we believe in the name of Jesus? Do we believe at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow? Every problem shall bow? Every sickness shall bow? Every trouble shall bow? Every ailment shall bow? If you believe, tell your problem, call the name of Jesus to your problem, call your problem right now. Call the name of Jesus against your problem. It is in your hands. So call the name of the Lord. What you want the Lord to do to your situation. In the name of the Lord. Call the name of the Lord. Jesus,
Jesus, Lord Jesus. Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
You will still do me a favor. Put your hand on the person that is beside you. While I will have the servant of God to put his blessing on your prayer.
Nigbati won ni ki iranse Olorun ko on fi ibukun si ori adura wa.
Yes sir.
Bow your heads and close your eyes. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us to the close of these services. It's been a wonderful, glorious time in your presence. We thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the climax of it this afternoon, so giving you. Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the blessings you have showered upon our soul. Spiritual blessings, physical blessings, financial blessings, material blessings, salvation of souls, deliverances, setting the captives free, baptism of the Holy Spirit, healing of every forms of infirmities and ailments. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for lifting every burden in the heart of your people.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much for prospering the work of the hands of your children.
Amen.
Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
May your people leave this place this afternoon rejoicing.
Amen.
That I brought my cup empty. Now you have filled it overflowing.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask, O Lord our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the name above all names, that these blessings be permanent.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh Lord, our God, may there be fruit of righteousness.
Amen.
The outcome of these 3 days of 4 meetings.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ. May your people never be the same anymore.
Amen.
May we go here from here better Christians.
Amen.
Better husbands.
Amen.
Better wives.
Amen.
Better children.
Amen.
Better students.
Amen.
Better workers.
Amen.
Better neighbors.
Amen.
Better businessmen and
Amen.
Women. In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Thank you, our Father.
Thank you, Lord.
So shall it be.
Amen.
And it has been spoken.
Amen.
Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your grace upon your servant. We pray that to replenish him.
Amen.
Lift up, O Lord, the hand of his ministry.
Amen.
We pray, O Lord, our God in heaven, that you help him, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for our interpreters.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for our song leaders.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for our officers.
Yes, Lord.
The deacons, the trustees, the usher. All that they have done, O Lord, our God, the instrument users, the pianists, the organists, the guitarists, O Lord, our God, the instruments, all the every one of them, oh Heavenly Father, we pray, oh Lord our God, that you bless them all together.
Amen.
May you reward everyone, oh Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the students
Amen.
In their schools, oh Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy upon our children.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Grant them divine wisdom,
Amen.
Knowledge,
Amen.
Understanding,
Amen.
And retentive memory.
Amen.
May they always be head and not tail.
Amen.
May you always be above and not be below.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that you increase your people.
Amen.
We rebuild the devourer for your people.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus
Christ.
Bless the work of their hands, O Lord.
Amen.
Establish the same, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
You.
Honor and glory be thine.
Amen.
As we leave this place, may we go to our homes, O Lord,
Amen.
Under the watchful eyes of the angel of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank you,
Lord. May we take that name of Jesus Christ,
yes.
The name above all names,
Amen.
With us, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Demons are cast out.
Amen.
Fear is cast out.
Amen.
Doubt is cast out.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's give a clap for the Lord.
We have come to the end of the meetings.
Ati wa si opin awon isin wa fun ni.
Let's take these blessings. Move to ourselves. As we leave this place, we are going to face the enemy. Don't forget that it's already a defeated foe. So God bless you all. Happy Easter to you one more time. Enjoy your holidays tomorrow. God bless you. Let's turn to him 2-2-2. Him 2-2-2. I forget. Brother Sam, we spoke this afternoon. He asked me to greet the church for him. Sister Grace Adeyemi. The wife of our brother Jeremiah Adeyemi. She called me also this afternoon. Say they are enjoying the services. In the online. And ask me to greet the church for her. So we want to appreciate our sister. Who provided real hot pepper soup this afternoon for us. The Lord wants to our sister. But I did enjoy it. God bless you. You wanted us to eat it when it is hot. So we really eat it hot. So God reward you. Take that.